Bearcat get their left wing. Grabs out of the cage. Tries to beat him to boom. He can't even hang on it. And goes out of bounds. Ugly ball. And we have a substitution. Number 12, Brett Cleary, comes in for number 10, Nick Sweeney.
You know, I think the officials are letting them play today because there's a lot of jostling going on down below.
Now, John, you were pointing out during the time out there about the shooting percentages, and where is Harbor Beach taking their shot?
Harbor Beach is right now, they're taking them from all over the place, even inside, outside, nothing is falling for them.
As Marshall Leifrand takes them from the free throw line, that was good. He now has 6 points, and it's 14-4. Bearcats leading, 13-4. Bearcats leading by 9 with a minute and a half left in the first. Andrew Seaman, right wing, trying to beat him to Klatsky, nothing there. Ugly's height starting to show up. Trapped over to Eric Ginther on the left wing. Feeds it into Booms. Goes into the lane with a little wraparound, and he gets fouled, and he's in the line for 2 shots.
That was a nice little nifty reverse layup attempt by Booms. Didn't get the fall. Right now, Ugly is shooting unbelievable right now.
That's Josh White's first foul, team third. As the first free throw goes no good for Boone. So the lead for the Ugly Bearcats stays at 9 with a minute 14 left. Josh White comes out of the game for the time being, replaced by number 32, Gabe Messing. Second one's up, and it's good. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for Jordan Boone. He now has 3 points. It's now 13-5, Ugly with the lead. Marshall Leifrand doing point guard duties, gets across the timeline. White goes into the lane, tries to kick it back out to number 14. Austin Drake, but it goes right out of bounds. Harbor Beach ball with minute 3 left now. Trailing by 8 to Ugly. Kraft being guarded by number 20. White hits across the timeline. Comes across. Why did we... Something's wrong here. Hang with us, folks. We're having a few difficulties here. And we're back. All right. Meanwhile, sorry about that. As Seaman went down, had a jump ball for the Pirates. And just like that, it is ugly ball. Lost my train of thought there. 30 seconds left. 13-5. Same score. Ugly leads by 8. Cleary now doing the point guard duties. Gets stolen. Tried to save Leifrand, and Kraft is all over it. And
we have an intentional foul.
An intentional foul was called on Ugly as Kraft tried to pass it into the running Pirate going for the layup, easy layup. The number 14, Austin Drake, got right in front of Kraft, and the official on the far side of the court called it intentional. All three officials are now meeting at center court to discuss it, and looks like it is going to stay.
Foul went on Brett Cleary.
Brett Cleary, number 12. My apologies there. So that is his first, team's fourth. Ryan, what are you hearing on the sidelines there?
The referee is explaining it to Coach Pickla, and what his explanation is details that when Kraft left the floor, the ugly contender grabbed him and brought him to the ground with him to kind of wrap him up around the waist. So that is automatically a personal foul.
As Kraft... Thank you, Ryan. As Kraft is at the line shooting 2, the first one went no good. The crowd just getting very loud in here.
Harbor Beach is going to have to settle down, do the little things. They got to block this stuff out. Right now, I think the crowd is the sixth man.
As Kraft goes 0-for-2 from the free throw line, score stays the same, but Harbor Beach gets the ball back with 27 seconds left, trailing by 8, 13-5 to the Ugly Bearcats, and an absolutely packed Ugly gymnasium. Ginther gets it. On the opposite side of the timeline, 23 seconds left, trailing by 8. Over to Klatsky on the right wing, being guarded by Messick. Top of the key to Kraft. Pick coming from the right side to Booms. Doesn't want to take it. 10 seconds left. Here we go, Kraft. Over to Hanson for 3, top of the key, no good. Rebound Klatsky, he goes up with 2 seconds left over the Booms. They can't get it off. And at the end of the first quarter, that's the score, 13-5. Chubley Bearcats fans like it a lot. And we'll be back right after this. It's 13-5, Chubley with an 8-point lead.
Hi, Bill Jackson at More Motor Sales in Carroll. If you're looking for new transportation at a great savings, now is your chance during the 2011 clearance sale. That's right, all of the remaining 2011s must go with tremendous savings up to $8,100 off retail price. Choose from Jeep, Dodge, and Ram trucks, and many, many more at up to $8,100 in savings. When they're gone at More Motor Sales, M81 in Carroll.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And here we go. The second quarter underway, 13-5. No sideline report there due to the Upley Bearcats assistant coach not letting us into the huddle. Head coach Lettuce, as Ginzer takes the three from the right corner. Yes! The three from Aaron Ginzer. The first points of the second quarter now makes it a 5-point lead for the Bearcats, 13-8. Here comes Flybrand for the long two. Very quickly. The long two with a 7-point lead. Klasky, top of the key. Both crowds getting very excited here. Klasky drives right down the lane, kicks it out to a wide-open Hanson in the left corner for three. No good. Rebound, Lifebrand. Lifebrand drives right down, goes in, and it's good. That was too easy. Marshall Lifebrand went in from the right side for the easy layup, gets fouled in the matter. The shot is good, and he's in the line for one. The foul goes against number 22, Eli Kraft. His first, team's first. Lifebrand at the line, shooting one. The 7-0-8 left. The shot is good. It's now a 10-point lead for the Bearcats. 7 minutes left in the second quarter. 18-8, Upley over Harbor Beach. Ginzer, top of the key, drives in. Kicks it back out, top of the key to Kraft. Over to Hanson, left wing. Ginzer from a wide open from the right wing for three. No good. Rebound, Lifebrand. Upley's tight showing up in the offensive and defensive rebounding game. Lifebrand, the ball carrier, top of the key. Outreach coming out in a man-to-man defense still. Over to Messing, left wing. The Drake into Messing. Excuse me, into Lifebrand. Takes the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Klasky. Up to Ginzer, across the timeline on the left side. And that is coming in front. Wow. Ginzer had wide open, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came number 14, Austin Drake, and he got charged with the charge, and it's going to be a Harbor Beach turnover. Ginzer's first foul, team's second, and it's going to be Ugly Ball, 90 feet from the basket with 6.5 left in the second, leading by 10, 18-8.
Austin Drake got there one split second before.
Marshall Lifebrand kicks it into Josh White at the free throw line. 6:15 left. Lifebrand for three, off the front. Rebound Josh White on the right side. Kicks it into Lifebrand in the wide open, and that one's good. Lifebrand doing a majority of the scoring for the Bearcats. Now makes it 20-8, a 12-point lead. Their largest lead of the night for the Bearcats with less than 6 left in the first half. And there's a steal by number 32, Dave Messing, gets across the timeline. Up to Lifebrand. Sets up the offense. Being guarded by Kraft. Here comes the pick from the right side by Josh White. Feeds it into White. And there's a steal by Klasky. And there's a kick by White. And it's going to be Harbor Beach ball. 90 feet from their own hoop with 5:42. We have a timeout coming by Harbor Beach. Here to WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature